Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on forbearance, hilm, composure, anat, and rifq, softness. We explain what is the meaning of hilm. Just to recap, hilm is things go against our tabiyyah, things go against our temperament, things we don't like. And on that occasion, we are tolerant. We are make bardash. We make sabr on that occasion. Things are not going the way we like it to go. Particular things we enjoy, on that occasion we make sabr. This is what you call hilm. When this is coming to our personal things that are affecting our personal self, obviously not things that are affecting deen. When things affect deen, then a person got to see what is the right cause of action, and he should do that cause of action. But when it comes to things that we don't like, for example, we came to the masjid, and now somebody wants the air condition on, somebody wants the fan on. Now at that time we may be feeling cold, and it may even be a cold day also, but there are some people that want it on. So on that occasion now we will make sabr, we will be tolerant. This is what you call hilm. A person is forbearant, a person is tolerant. Anat, person deliberates, is composed. When there is a time to make a decision, at that time this person doesn't lose himself. While he's driving on the road, somebody just cuts in. Now it's a dangerous situation, he doesn't just get upset and start fighting, he's got that level of composure. He thinks, now what should I do next? Should I now avoid this person or just go but slow, let this person continue? Or there's a deal that is coming up and he's looking very lucrative. Agent is telling him, you sign now within 24 hours, then only this deal is valid. This person is composed. He deliberates, he makes mashura that should I buy this house, should I not buy it? Should I buy this car, should I not buy this car? There's a girl that the person intends to marry. The person is not just rushing into it. He does his necessary investigations. He deliberates. And then he takes a course of action. Now, this is something that Shariat likes. A person is not impulsive in the way he behaves. He gives everything its due cause, its due thinking. And the third part is rifq, softness. So the hadiths that we are doing in the last 2 days were to do with softness, being lenient, being kind, being accommodating. This is all part of our Shariat. So today's hadith, an Anas radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, yassiru wa la tu'assiru, wa bashiru wa la tunaffiru, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make things easy and not difficult. Give glad tidings and do not drive people away. What a beautiful hadith. First part of it is make things easy and not difficult. In other words, within the confines of Shariat, what Shariat accommodates, make things easy. Don't make things difficult. On one occasion, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me that would he read his salah audibly, in other words, that he can hear and the people around can also hear, or he should just read it such way he only could hear. What was the tahajjud salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like? So she replied that sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read it audibly where we could hear, in other words other people could hear, and sometimes he would read it where only he could hear. So then she said, Alhamdulillah alladhi, or this person replied, that all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made it such that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made things so easy in our deen. That sometimes, so this was his style also, when they were asked also about the fasting of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast, sometimes he wouldn't fast. Here we're talking about nafil fast. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read his tahajjud in the early part of the night, sometimes he would read it at the later part of the night. So in other words, where there is accommodation in Shariat, then also we accommodate. So we become easy. So long as Sharia accommodates it, it's not in something that Sharia doesn't accommodate. So yassiru wala tu'assiru, make things easy, do not make things difficult. And the next thing is, give glad tidings and do not drive people away. In other words, do not frighten people all the time about only those things that frighten people, only speaking about Jahannam, only speaking about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speak about the clemency, the kindness, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we did one incident in yesterday's hadith that a Bedouin had come to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He read 2 rakats of salat and then he made this dua, Allahumma arhamni wa muhammada wa la tarham ma'ana ahada, that O Allah, grant rahmat to me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and don't give anyone else rahmat. In other words, it must just be between me and That person, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam respond to him? Giving him so much of encouragement, showing him this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the vastness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, لَقَدْ حَجَّرْتَ وَاسِعًا. You have restricted something that is very, very, very vast. In other words, that is the mercy of Allah ta'ala, the clemency, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we should encourage people, especially in these times and age, when people, a lot of people are losing hope, they are losing dedication in deen, they are losing the trust in deen. At that time we should keep encouraging them, giving people encouragement. People will become drawn to Islam and become drawn to deen. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also many people were encouraged because of the style that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would encourage. Not to say that at times the wa'id and the warnings should not be mentioned. These are also part of our deen. They should be mentioned. But as a general rule, we should increase upon speaking about the glad tidings, speaking about Jannah, speaking about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that people are encouraged towards deen. Therefore, in one ayat of the Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah ta'ala desires ease for you, and He does not desire difficulty for you. So in that light, then we should also look to see how we can make things easy for others. When it comes to ourselves, we can be hard, and sometimes it's good to be hard. A person is strict upon his mamulat. He doesn't miss his awabeen, he doesn't miss his tahajjud, he doesn't miss the nafil fast he keeps. But now this is to do with himself. When he's dealing with others, then he should accommodate and see however best he can accommodate every person. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, there's a jamaat in our masjid. We should try and take out some time, inshallah, to spend time with this jamaat and also try and assist in any way as far as the mulaqat, etc. are concerned. And we know that today is Jumu'ah. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for the Jumu'ah salat. As we see those people generally that give importance to the Jumu'ah salat, they give importance to the day of Jumu'ah. Very often Allah Ta'ala gives them a maut on the day of Jumu'ah. So come early, recite Suratul Kahf, and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time between Asr and Maghrib, try and take advantage of it instead of wasting the time. Do something useful. At least try and make dua. So ulama of the opinion that dua is answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.